Right now, Donnie, it is time for Am I the Jerk?
Yes, it is. And you can send your scenario to amithejerk1310@gmail.com if you want us to figure out if you are the jerk or someone else is. So let's do this. You ready, Matt?
Yes.
Donnie Dew and SEC Matt. Cajun P1 here.
All right.
The trend of people backing into parking spaces, especially pickup trucks, irritates the hell out of me. Last week when I was at Baylor downtown in the parking garage, a truck in front of me drove past an open parking spot. And when his reverse lights came on, I whipped into the parking spot and I laughed and laughed. Am I the jerk for taking this parking spot? I know how to back a boat into the water and run a trot line. Go Tigers, Cajun P1 out. So is he the jerk for stealing
if
the truck's
parking? If you knew that the guy was going to do that, then yeah. I mean, come on. What difference does it make? But I agree with that because there are times where you see somebody that will go past the spot, and if you're behind them, and if you have to reverse because they decided they wanted to back in, and you decide to take the spot, I put that on that person. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Because I back into spots in parking garages because it's a lot easier to get out.
But if there's someone behind you and it's pretty crowded,
really
will you back up? I won't either.
No, because I don't want to have to make them back up because it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, that's where the parker gets into jerk territory is if they're slowing down the traffic behind them back in.
But it is convenient when you're pulling out. You just go. You don't have to worry about when you're if you're in a parking garage after a game and you have to halt the traffic to back up. Would you rather halt it as you're going in or as you're leaving?
Yeah, it's usually a lot easier to get out that way. And having lived in apartments for years where you had a parking garage, it was way easier just to back into the parking spot. And I still do that from time to time. It just depends on where we're at. But backing into spots is so easy now because pretty much everybody has a backup camera.
I know, but I still can't get it on the first try.
Yeah, no, I always have to double down. No. I always look for a spot that I can.
There's two lines, man. You just,
shut up, I know.
Yeah, jerk.
Being a jerk right now.
You're a real jerk. I always look for a spot where I can pull
through. You guys fail kindergarten? I mean, Jesus.
who's bagging into parking spots in kindergarten?
No. Yeah. Coloring inside
like
the lines.
Big, I can't do that.
Oh, I was terrible at that, yeah.
I can't do that now. I'm 52 years old.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
No, he was 100% a jerk for taking the truck's parking spot.
Yeah, if 100%. If you knew that's what the guy was doing.
But it is funny.
Yeah, just because it's funny does not excuse the jerkiness.
Right.
I would laugh along with you if I was in the passenger seat.
All right, here we go. First of all, that afternoon ticker guy really sucks. Here's the situation.
Lando?
This is from Lando.
Oh, okay.
This is from Lando.
I was like, I love Lando.
What an attack on poor Lando. He's not even here yet.
He eats beans and rides trains.
And eats granola, and now he has earpods, so he can't hear himself do that exact same thing. No, this is from Lando. Here's the situation. I went to a local sandwich shop before starting my work day. When I walked in, the guy at the counter said, "Just to let you know, we lost power earlier today, and we have to take cards manually." I said, "No problem. I'm paying cash." He looked confused by this before saying, "We can't take cash because we wouldn't be able to figure the tax." I probably shouldn't have been as frustrated as I was at this point, but the total stupidity of what he said flustered me. I replied in a smart-ass manner, "What do you mean you can't figure out the tax? Do you know how to use a calculator?" He said, "What do you mean, bitch?" "Well, the sandwich is $9, just add 8.25%, and that's how much I owe you. Does that make sense?" "Oh, we can't do that." "What do you mean? Do you have cash in a drawer?" "Yes." "Then why can't you do it?" "We wouldn't be able to find out how much you owe."
"I just told you."
At this point, I was more upset than I should have been, but I said something to the effect of, "How do you not know how to do this? You know what? Never mind." Then I walked out. Am I the jerk? Thanks. See you at work. Sincerely, Lando.
I don't think Lando's the jerk, man. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, I would have said, "What do you think the tax is? Just estimate what you think it is." And I would have said, "All right, so you're telling me you think that I would owe you $13 for a sandwich. I'll give you $15.
That's the play.
And then I cover whatever else, and you get extra."
Yeah, that's the play, is you just work it into a tip somehow.
You, my friend?
Just make me the sandwich.
Yeah, like, what do you think about that?
I got a crisp 20 here, a nice Andrew Jackson for a turkey and cheese that I would love to have. Can we make this happen?
So we're so reliant on the screen telling us what you owe, what you get back, and all that stuff that he couldn't figure out much I owe you. Yes, you can.
Well, there's also the
especially if I'm paying cash.
I'm telling you, this is a thing that happens, I think, with people that grew up without understanding how to actually do math. It's not just that in a situation like that, you'll see people, they don't know how to give you change. Like if you get a total and you give them a 20, if they don't have something that tells them, you'll see them like looking like, what do I give you? And then if you confuse them after they punch it in and the drawer opens, if you go, oh, you know what? I have a nickel. That'll make it even.
Right.
They just end up giving you the nickel back.
Right. Just short circuit.
And you see their brain go, what?
I do also try to leave the possibility that there is like a business process in effect here where they need to have a certain thing go into the system a certain way or else it doesn't work correct. And they just physically can't do it. They can't perform the transaction without XYZ. I try to leave that open, but in this situation, it feels like we could just give an extra couple
bucks. That's
thinking
way too much. Hey, I want a sandwich, and I have a 20.
I know, but
give me my sandwich.
Business practices are business practices. They do things a certain way.
I would love to know.
Say that.
He should just say that.
Yeah. And I don't know if we could ever find this out. I'm pretty sure we can. How many transactions now are cash? I will bet you it's probably zero.
Yeah, what's the percentage do you think?
I would say about 15%.
How about this?
I bet it's less than 15.
How many people still write checks?
Ooh.
You know what?
Oh, I write checks.
Yeah.
Do you really?
If you're over a certain age, you write checks. It's really odd. My mom writes checks.
I write checks. And
I got to pay you for this. And I was like, well, just get Venmo me or whatever. She's like, well, I'll just write you a check. I was like, what am I doing with this?
It's the same thing. The check is money. I'll tell you, we probably will write in a month. Man, we may be around 20 checks a month.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it alive. Like, I bet I haven't written a check in 10 years.
Really?
Probably not that long.
I wrote a check this week. For what?
That's insane. What are you writing checks for? Like bills, maybe.
Beer.
What bill? You just go online and you pay it?
No, we don't want to do that.
Do you drive to a place and drop off a check?
This is stunning.
No. I tell you what, though.
Do you mail it?
That's how he pays off his gambling.
Do you pay for
stamps? In a special envelope so nobody can look up and see what the amount is.
Well, it's not a special
envelope. Oh, my God. Donnie.
And you know what else I will do? We will do as a family, and I'm not ashamed of it.
What, turn in your milk gallons after the end of the week?
So, you know what? I will pay my car note, and we will write a check. And if you write a check, you put it in an envelope with a self-addressed stamped envelope. I'll walk it out to my mailbox and pull the little red thing out so the mailman can go get it and mail it off himself.
What a tool.
So old school.
I'm a grandma. I'm a grandpa.
Okay, I need to look, and I see somebody else. Like, I see you use checks. I need to tell you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
No. Let me say, there's something called the internet, right?
Yeah.
And so you can...
order more checks.
No, you can log on.
Stamps.
You can log on to wherever you get your car from, whatever bank owns that, and you can directly pay them.
What's the satisfaction in that? And then you can write it. Now, it is a little modern how you don't have to balance your checkbook anymore. Like, you feel pretty good about not having to write it down in the ledger like you had to do before.
I honestly don't even know what that means, balancing.
It's like you guys time traveled to 1984.
Yeah, I wrote a check this week. If you
hold on, do each of you have wicker furniture as well?
Yeah. Hey, have you gotten any alerts on my your beeper living room today? Couch.
And then you go to the racquetball club. That's kind of fun, right?
You know what? We had to do something for the city of Duncanville, and you had to have someone come out and do this because it has to do with the city or whatever. And when he came out, he said, "You take checks? Yeah, wrote him a check for the service."
God.
Services in the city will absolutely ask for a check.
You write a check to your jazzercise class?
I owe you $7
for
that. I'm
going
to write you a check.
No, you don't.
I do. Because
you don't owe me any money.
I'm going to write you a check.
All right, write him seven $1 checks.
What a jerk.
God, that would be great.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes. All right. Last one. What's up, invasion? Am I the jerk? On a flight from Dallas to Portland, I was sitting in first class.
Woo-hoo! Wow.
For a business trip. I was next to
Is this from Cruise and Alito?
I was next to an elderly lady, 60s or 70s, who was watching a movie on a laptop. She had her headphones plugged in, but for whatever reason, they weren't working correctly. So the movie was blasting loud, and everyone around could hear it.
She had no idea.
But she had her headphones in her ears, thought they were working. I had my noise-canceling headphones on, so it didn't bother me at all as I was watching my show. But I noticed everyone around looking at our row, giving a stink eye. I knew that if I engaged with her, I would be stuck in a long, confusing process of trying to get an elder to figure out technology. Yeah, so I just watched my show and caught the daggers of everyone looking our way. Eventually, the flight attendant came by after about 10 to 15 minutes and heard it. She then got stuck trying to figure out the problem, and it took them a real long time to solve the problem. Am I the jerk for ignoring the problem and not helping this little old lady?
No, I don't think you're a jerk. Apparently, a lot of people don't like to chat with strangers, as I'm discovering.
That's not you, though, right?
No, I would be like,
that's
man.
Travis.
I'd have my noise-canceling headphones on. They never would have heard from me.
And I would have, within 30 seconds, because it would have drove me insane, I said, ma'am, you're actually not listening. It's coming through the speaker here. You know, I could try to help you if you want. Maybe there's a problem with your headphones or something.
Yeah, if I could hear it, I would say something to her and help out. But if I'm good, we're good.
You wouldn't just,
you just get really mad.
Ring the bell above.
You smash the thing.
I'm not listening to this. You go open the plane window and throw the laptop out.
I will say, trying to explain certain technologies to older people.
Elders.
What age are you talking to? Are you referring to? Sir?
My dad.
Oh, okay.
Specifically.
Okay.
And you know what? It's fine. I don't know if he's listening or not, but yeah, we got him this like really kick-ass speaker for Christmas that he had said he wanted. And so we were trying to Bluetooth it through his TV and all this stuff, and I was hooking it up, and he's like, well, it's not working. And I was like, well, Dad, you gotta do this. He goes, no, I don't want to mess with this. And I was like, we'll get it to work. He's like, I'm like, yeah. Dude, we've been messing with it for 20 seconds. Like, calm down for a second.
My dad has, every time he gets a phone or for some reason, he wants the Shaft theme song as his ringtone.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it always just disappears or something. And every time I go over there, hey, man, can you figure this out?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I'm getting to the age where I can't figure anything out either. Like, you have to get my niece to do this.
Yeah, write somebody a check to figure it out.
I'll write you a check to get it done.
I think it was the Texas OU game. Remember there's a while like ABC wasn't coming on certain service. I forget what it was. And my parents had it. So my mom was like, hey, can we come watch the game at your house? And I was like, well, you just sign up for a trial of a streaming service and you'll get it. And she's like, your dad doesn't want to figure that out.
No.
I was like, what?
It's tough. I don't want to figure that out either.
What are you figuring
out? I'm going to write a check for the service. I'm going to write you a check as a wedding gift.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
My bank doesn't take checks. My bank doesn't have
That's
them.
Dumb.